following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are junior-senior high school principal Fred Unsicker. And we also have the school resource officer, Clark Lecker. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Well, Fred, welcome back to Super Chat.
Always a good time, Gary.
It is. I enjoy our conversations, and I hope that our listeners gather as much important, beneficial information as possible each and every show. Fred, at Jackson Dell, you have been implementing and installing additional safety and security processes. And I was wondering if you might be able to describe some of these additions. However, as we go through this, I think for the listener, it might be helpful if we do it like by building. So let's begin with the elementary school. What can you share with our listeners specific to the elementary?
Well, Gary, specific to the elementary, one thing the principal, Mrs. Budd, put into place starting last semester was a little bit of a new procedure for car pickup line. She went with a hang tag or a name tag system, which whoever's picking up the student has to have that student's name in their vehicle on a specific piece of paper that we give them. That way it makes it a little bit quicker, keeps the kids a little more safe in case anybody were to come with bad intentions. The other thing they did with the car pickup line is they kind of streamlined it a little bit as far as where it actually goes. We put some cones up to create almost like a drive-through type of look so that it keeps the flow of traffic going the same direction with only one way in and one way out. That way people aren't trying to cut across parking lots and slow the process down. So that's been pretty neat to see with the car pickup line. Also at the elementary, we're currently working on creating a secured entrance to the elementary. If you've ever been to our elementary, you'll notice that once you're buzzed into the building, you'd have to go through a foyer, an open area that you could access the classrooms from to get to the office. So what we're looking to do with some architects is create a plan that's going to still maintain the look of the building, but create basically only one way for you to go, where the only way you can go once you're into the building is into the office. You wouldn't be able to access the classroom hallways. Again, in today's world, you can never be too safe with the safety of children, especially when they're young like the elementary school kids.
I would agree. You know, I really like the tag idea within the car, and the cones being set up, I think, kind of minimizes the chances of things turning into a little chaos. You know, everybody knows where to go. They just follow the cones. And the secured entry way seems to be a very popular move on the part of schools, all the schools I speak with. They seem to have gone this direction. So I think that's a good move. And like you say, from a safety standpoint, it's paramount today at all grade levels, right?
I agree. The elementary school was built a little bit before architects started thinking about this when they designed buildings. So that's why we're having to do, in essence, a retrofit.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fred, as the principal at the junior-senior high school, what can you openly share with our listeners? What is specific to your building?
Well, Gary, last year we started upgrading our safety here at the high school. We've added some more cameras, of course, and we continue to do that. We've put in the vape detectors, and we're continuing to work with those on calibrating those and making sure they're working completely correctly. But one thing we also did was we put a film on many of our exterior windows. It's a bullet-resistant film. It's made by one of the big manufacturers. There's two or three of them that do it. And it's kind of neat. It doesn't keep the window from shattering, but it makes it so that it's harder to shatter a window with even a baseball bat or a hammer or any type of weapon. One other thing we're doing here as far as coverings is we're looking at the possibility of putting a covering over the all the exterior doors. And basically, if you walk into our front door, you see like we have the Eagle logo. Many schools have these type of logos. They make the school look really good. But the real purpose is they keep people from the outside being able to look in. So we're looking at upgrading the ones we currently have and adding them to several other doorways and windows. And the last thing we're doing here at the high school is we place a real preference on making sure our classroom doors are locked and closed at all times. And that's really kind of the way every school teaches is the doors are closed and they're locked. And that's the biggest thing we can do as far as safety from a preventative safety standpoint.
Mm-hmm. As you look across the whole landscape at a district level, as it relates to safety and security, what are you able to tell us about changes that have been made?
Well, one thing we're looking to do is train more teachers through the Indiana Schools Safety Specialist Academy. Indiana is the nationwide leader in school safety. We're the model everybody copies off of.
Well, is it required across the state in all schools to have a designated safety specialist?
Yes, it is required that we have at least one school safety specialist, I believe, on the campus. And currently there are four of us, yeah, both principals and the assistant principal at the elementary, plus we have a teacher at the high school who's also a school safety specialist. But we're wanting to add more. You can never have too many people thinking about safety when it comes to keeping your students safe.
Fred, obviously it's unfortunate. We even have to be discussing these kind of things, but it is a little bit of the world we live in. We have to take these precautions. But I think this has been a good conversation. I do realize that there are some safety and security protocols that you really cannot disclose as we have a conversation like this. And it's what I typically refer to as the secret sauce. You know, I mean, you can't give away all of what's happening. And that's for safety concerns. But you've done a good job of describing some of the very latest regarding school safety items at Jacksondale. And I want to thank you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
No problem, Gary. Anything we can do to keep our students safe, we're more than willing to do it.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app. And to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksondale Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us. Email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksondale Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksondale Community Schools.